Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Officials are expanding a federal consent decree that requires the Chicago Police Department to change the way officers are trained, supervised, and disciplined. My colleague Michael Puente reports the consent decree was implemented in 2019. It was a way to correct a pattern of civil rights violations by Chicago police. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling issued a statement saying traffic stops will now be part of the decree. He says the department is already reviewing its use of traffic stops and notes stops are down by almost 71,000 from last year. Now, it's not clear if this move is related to officers shooting and killing Dexter Reed during a traffic stop in March. The officers involved said they stopped Reed for not wearing a seatbelt. A police oversight agency said Reed fired at the officers first. In a new report, Chicagoans describe what they'd like the future of mental health care to look like. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has vowed to make mental health care more accessible, and the Collaborative for Community Wellness hosted listening sessions and surveyed people in Chicago to find out what kind of services they want the city to offer. Caitlin O'Grady helped write this report.
What we hope comes out of this, is the opportunity for community voice and community recommendations to really be at the forefront of informing what expansion of public mental health services look like.
Chicagoans say they're tired of waitlists to see a provider, and there's a shortage nationwide. They also want the city to hire providers who live in the same communities as their patients so they can understand their experiences. And they want a safe space 24 hours a day where people in crisis can drop in and talk with a provider. Two conservative members of the Chicago City Council have delayed an ordinance to create a noise-sensitive zone around a downtown abortion clinic. Family Planning Associates has faced protests from anti-abortion advocates who have used amplifiers to pump out sound. The proposed ordinance tries to prohibit that, similar to what already exists around some hospitals in Chicago. Meantime, the Chicago City Council has approved the appointment of Nicholas Lucius to lead the Department of Technology and Innovation. Lucius served under former Mayor Lori Lightfoot as the city chief technology officer, and he received high praise from council members today after his nomination was initially postponed by one alderperson who was concerned about Lucius's qualifications. And we've got a piping plover update for you. Another Great Lakes piping plover has landed at Montrose Beach. It could be a female. Birders with the Chicago Piping Plovers Organization today announcing on X that they've sighted the bird known as Sea Rocket. Sea Rocket was part of a group of three chicks who were released at Montrose Beach last summer as part of a U.S. Fish and Wildlife effort to aid the species in its recovery. So monitors with the Chicago Piping Plovers today saying Sea Rocket is likely a female, and she joins resident plover Imani, the male fledgling of beloved Chicago plovers Monty and Rose, and Imani's male beachmate Green Dot at the Northside Beach. And this would be the first female seen at Montrose Beach in several years. Here's hoping. Weather sunny and windy today, a high in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And Thursday, a little bit warmer, sunny skies, a high of 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.